Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake and my lovely bride, Susan.
Good morning.
And we're here with, this is Clean Energy Radio, and we're glad to have you here for another section. We've got some good topics to talk about today, and the first one is our favorite. It's us.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Name of our company is Powerhouse Solar.
Yep.
We've been doing solar a long time.
Yeah, since 2003. So we have, I think we're the longest company that's been actually installing only solar.
Solar electric.
Solar electric for all that period of time. I can't think of another one. Now, there's other guys that have companies that were doing other things that, you know, then started doing solar electricity. But, yeah, so we've been going since 2003. We were the largest solar installer for a lot of years on the residential side. And that's our specialty. We specialize in residential solar and small commercial. It's kind of the areas of our expertise. And we do everything from ground mounts to pole mounts to carport structures, roof mount, tile, flat tile.
Plain old composition roof?
Oh, yeah. The harder the challenge, the more we like it. I mean, we have a hard time saying no, and we like to figure out how to solve problems. So, because we do have a problem with our energy today, and that's we have people calling in a panic, especially this time of year. With the utility bill as high as it is, they're calling in with, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 bill.
Well, our customer this week had over $1,000 a month bill for his electricity.
That's right.
And that just hurts.
Yep.
That is really hard to swallow every month.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, the phone is ringing off the hook, and people are desperate to get their solar in. And so anyway, we've been the industry leader in solar. We do the finest product that's available on the market, and which is a product called SunPower. And SunPower is just without equal in our industry, and everybody understands that. And but that's what we do. We sell SunPower as our main product. We do have a secondary line as well that we carry that if people want to use Powerhouse as the because of our reputation, our longevity. Utility bill as high as it is, they're calling in with, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 bill.
Well, our customer this week had over $1,000 a month bill for his electricity.
That's right.
And that just hurts.
Yep.
That is really hard to swallow every month.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, the phone is ringing off the hook, and people are desperate to get their solar in. And so anyway, we've been the industry leader in solar. We do the finest product that's available on the market, and which is a product called SunPower. And SunPower is just without equal in our industry, and everybody understands that. And but that's what we do. We sell SunPower as our main product. We do have a secondary line as well that we carry that if people want to use Powerhouse as the because of our reputation, our longevity, those things, which is real critical to a lot of customers. They want their installer to be in business. And so when they look at the, you know, we're in our 14th year, that they say, you know, we want to go with Powerhouse. But if we're trying to be competitive with, you know, with the competition, then we can sell a product that is more cost effective, you know, if that's what the customer really wants. But we want them to clearly understand what they're getting, you know, and that there is a difference, that there's SunPower, which stands in a category all by itself as the finest, most efficient, strongest warranty of any panel in the market, on the planet, really. And then there's everything else. And so we just kind of really pride ourselves in in selling the very best.
And that's our job, to educate.
That's right.
To offer people what they want and a good value and be here
that's
for
right.
The long haul.
Yeah. So Powerhouse is, we're locally owned, operated, family-run business. We're right off of Caterpillar Road. If you want to come by the office and see our facility, we're at 4616 Caterpillar Road, right across from Nice Shot. It's kind of where people in the indoor shooting range. We're kitty corner across the road from that and on the opposite side of the street. And you can come on by, and we'll give you a tour of the facility. And there's not much to see, really, but but
some offices and a big warehouse full of panels.
Yeah, you can meet the crew and that sort of thing. See who's actually putting together proposals, and Kyle and Evan and Don and Mark and Garrett and all the install crew. So it just gives people peace of mind when they see, you know, there's actually, you know, a brick and mortar building, and
yeah,
we're not just working off, you know, property someplace, that, you know, there's actually legitimate warehouse and that sort of thing. So, yeah, we encourage you to come on by, and you can contact us at Powerhouse Solar at www.powerhousesolar.com is our website, and you can look on there, and there's all the things that we do. And the other thing that's really unique and interesting about the website is that there is a medallion on the bottom, round medallion, and it's called Guild Quality. And it is a third-party program, not a program, but a company that we use that interviews, does a survey of every single one of our customers. And we have no control over it, and they actually survey them. They get their comments, their feedbacks on all the different areas of the installation, the sales, installation, you know, follow-up, all the processes that go through. And the customers get to comment and get to rate us. And that is something we're very proud of. And so our, you know, once the sale's made and the handoff is made to the install crew, it's very seamless, a very great process for the customer. Sometimes there's delays. A lot of times those delays are because of permitting issues. And
usually permitting.
Yeah. That's, and there's not a whole lot we can do about that,
no,
unfortunately.
You just got to negotiate through the process.
Yeah, that'll have to be a whole source of another whole another episode. Is,
oh, don't get us started. That's negative.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a tough one.
Yeah, we do. We deal with everywhere from El Dorado Hills, kind of Shasta County, El Dorado Hills in the south, all the way to the Oregon border is our territory. We cover a lot of the North State. Well, I guess it's almost all the North State.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it's just a large territory, but a lot of it's really hard to even service our own. You know, we're a City of Reading business. We're in the City of Reading, and it's hard to even service our own jurisdiction, our own REU, Reading Electric Utility. But the good news is there's a rebate for REU.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. It's coming down the pike. It's for those of you that looked into solar and it doesn't quite pencil, this might be the thing that pushes it over the top to make it really make a lot of sense for you. The rebate is, I think they finally got it nailed down, and the last thing I saw, it's 50 cents a watt, which is actually fairly good. It's a 50 cents a watt rebate, and it's capped at $5,000. So, you know, it's not bad, really.
Yeah, if you're thinking about doing solar and you live in the Reading territory and pay Reading Electric for your electric power,
yep,
and you can take advantage of that, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's money they have to basically, they're mandated to move into this rebate program. And so I think for those customers that really take advantage of it, unfortunately, that it's not something that we can do for or on behalf of the customer. The customer has to go down to the city, has to get the voucher. It's a voucher system, and they actually go and they claim a voucher, and then they've got a certain amount of time that they can pick a contractor, and they can be in contract. and or else that voucher expires and then that money is available for someone else. So if you're interested in that REU, Reading Electric Utility rebate, then we'd highly recommend and encourage you to go down to REU and fill out the paperwork, turn that in, get that voucher, and then give us a call at Powerhouse Solar. Our number is 275-5600, and we'll get the ball rolling as quick as we can. And the next step of the process is to contact REU. We get it. We have a generator number that's issued. Every solar system is a sequential number that the next one gets the next number up in line, and so they know exactly how many. I think there's like 460 or something solar customers right now. This is really going to stimulate it. There's going to be a lot of interest, and that money is going to dry up.
Very quickly.
So yeah. Hopefully not as quickly as last time.
No, that was like less than 72 hours, I think.
Yeah, it was. I think it was less than a day, actually. So it was gone in just a real quick time. So this is hopefully they're going to, control it enough.
They structured a little different. It is starting September 13th is what I heard.
Is the date. Okay.
So.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So City Reading customer, the rebate's there, and then the fun begins. Actually, once we get that contract, then it's another adventure to see if we can get the permits pulled the way we need to. And sometimes they give us grief on that, but anyway, we're working with the city on that, and they're trying to help smooth the process. And so we're trusting that moving forward, we're going to have a positive ability to get that permit in an expedited fashion. So
yeah.
So
what other products we got going?
Oh, so we all, in the beginning we only specialized in everything associated with solar. So we did, and we still do, solar pool heating, which is a not a big part of what we do, probably 10% of what we do. But for us in the North State, what the solar pool heating does is it doubles our usable swim time in our pools. It gives us a real comfortable, usable swim season from about April until we swam in November, didn't we, last year?
Last year, yeah.
So almost the whole month of October is pretty safe. And then about Halloween, it starts raining, the big rain comes. And then, so all the way through October. So, but normally, what happens is the days are still hot, like in September and October, but the nights cool off so much that the pools really cool down, and now you've got this really cold pool. And so the pool solar extends that season and gives us a much more comfortable, usable time to swim. I mean, we've been swimming in 84-degree water. It's been heaven.
Since April.
Yeah. We come home from work. We get in the pool and we just relax and unwind and talk about the day, and it's just been a wonderful thing. So if you're making the investment in a pool, we'd encourage you to really think about making that a little bit of an extra investment and getting that solar hot water system in. So we do solar hot water, we do domestic hot water, solar domestic hot water, but we don't do that as much anymore as we used to. And the reason is because the price of solar electricity has come down to the point where we found out the best thing is to actually put in an electric, this sounds counterintuitive, but we put in an electric heat pump and a hot water heater. And the company that we're working with is actually True Heat Pump Technology, and it is the most well-insulated, has the highest warranty tank of any product in the market, and it's got a real heat pump on the top that is amazing. It's about a third of what a regular normal electric heat pump would take. And in talking to the manufacturer's rep, we determined that just kind of doing some rough calculations, it would take about three of our SunPower modules to offset the usage of that hot water tank for a whole year. So that really is kind of the direction we're moving customers, is if they've got an electric hot water tank, put in this, it's called a Stiebel Eltron heat pump tank, and then add additional three panels to their solar system, and basically they've got free water. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or if they have propane. I just met with a customer just an hour ago, and they had a propane hot water tank, and their propane bill was very high. And so they said, well, we want to put in electric hot water. If we're going to get solar, we want to put electric hot water tank. So this would be a perfect solution for them. Get this electric heat pump, just add a few extra panels to our installation design, and you've offset it. And that really is a beautiful way to go.
Getting your propane bill down is awesome, because once you get the system in, the electricity, you know, that's free.
Yeah, because the propane is another uncontrollable cost of living in your home. PG&E is uncontrollable, really. I mean, we can somewhat control a little bit, but really you have to pay that bill, and we also have to pay that propane bill, and the propane bill just keeps going up and up.
Well, let's continue with that after the next section.
Yeah.
Again, this is Powerhouse Solar. We're Bruce and Sue Blake, and you can reach us at 275-5600, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It's our business hours, and we're located on Caterpillar Road in Redding, California.
We'd encourage you to call and set up an appointment. The appointments are free, and we'll talk a little bit about next time. What happens when we set up an appointment? What do we need? And we'll go through all that. So we'll be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey, this is Clean Energy Radio, and this is Bruce Blake and my wife Susan. And we're Powerhouse Solar, and you can contact us at 530-275-5600. 5600. We'd love to talk to you further about all these topics that we're covering today. We just coming back from the break, we were talking about the Stiebel Eltron, the
heat pumps.
And
great alternative.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about the heat pumps. They are just a great way of really taking the hot water heater. This is kind of interesting, actually. In an all-electric home, the hot water heater is the number one consumer of energy. And most people don't really even realize that.
I'll bet most people think it's the air conditioner.
Yeah, that intuitively you think that. And if you looked instantaneously at energy demand, they would be correct that the electric compressor on the air conditioner consumes the most energy instantaneously. So that's why, you know, July, August, and September,
big
our bills are so high, is because that heat pump, the compressor on the air conditioner is consuming so much energy. And the same thing with electric heater, it's a big consumer of energy. But the reality is neither of those two things run all year long. But our hot water heater runs 24/7 all year long, and because of that, if you looked at a pie chart of energy usage, the hot water heater is the number one consumer of energy in an all electric home. The air conditioner typically is number two, and then the heater is number three.
Hmm.
And lights and everything else is way down the list, and cooktops and that sort of thing. But the hot water heater, it's a sleeper, and we don't really think about it too much.
Well, you never turn it off.
You never turn it off, yeah. And then some people went to to the on-demand, you know, and thinking that it was going to be a lot, you know, big energy savings. And they're if you put a heat pump in, and we have a heat pump, I like them, I think they're cool, but they're only 15% more efficient than a standard natural gas or propane hot water heater. And but the thing that the selling point that just makes a lot of sense to everybody is that you're not keeping 50 gallons of water hot all the time.
You're talking about the demand.
The demand as opposed to a gas. So you're not keeping 50 gallons, but when that thing fires off, you're heating your source water, which usually is about 55 degrees, up to 120 degrees or 130 degrees in a really, really small space. It's like a blast furnace going off. And it's consuming a tremendous amount of energy when it's heating that water. So it ends up only being about 15% more efficient than the standard gas or natural gas propane heater.
So if you take your tank out and you no longer have a hot water tank and you go to the on-demand water tank, you only save 15%?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot more than that. Yeah, it's still 15% is good.
Yeah,
and
they're pricey though.
They are. They're expensive up front, and so. But then if you go to the Stiebel Eltron electric heat pump technology, and we put literally three additional panels into your system's design, then it's really free.
That's a great thing to do when you're adding solar.
Yes, absolutely. So, and then we can tie that into the 30% federal tax credit, and so the cost of it. Those tanks are you know, they're an investment. They're expensive up front, but they pay for themselves really, really quickly. And so it's just, and then long term, they just have a 10-year warranty, and they're awesome. They're beautiful. They're just, I mean,
well,
it's hard to say beautiful about the tank, but. But it's, you know, they're really a nicely designed, you know, tank.
I've seen them in the warehouse. I wouldn't call them beautiful, but they are very stout, very energy efficient.
Yes. And and they're just, yeah, for those nerds of us that out there, we look at them and we go, God, that's a really nice tank. You know, but for the most person, they wouldn't notice it being.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the other thing we do is the solar hot water, and then now the Stiebel Eltron, the heat pump technology. Awesome. Amazing. There are other ones out there on the market, but they're not good. They're a hybrid heat pump technology. Their warranties aren't as strong and robust. Stiebel Eltron just makes this. It's got 3 inches of foam insulation around this tank. It's completely sealed. There's no chimney going out the middle of it. And so the standby heat losses over the night, if you lose a degree of heat at night, I don't even think you'd lose a degree. Because the standby heat losses don't go through the sidewall of that tank at all. It'd be something that's migrating through the water lines itself, the heat loss. So,
now, are there rebates for those or just the federal tax credit?
Yeah, no, there's rebates. Depending on your jurisdiction, there's different rebates, and we can talk to you about those. There's rebates up in Siskiyou, from Pacific Power, coming down from Oregon. The Oregon-based utility gives a rebate. REU has a rebate, PG&E, and they just change, and they're sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. So you got to call in to find out. And again, if you're calling in, it's 275-5600, and you can talk to one of the guys and to find out more about those. And
okay.
So that's pretty awesome. The other thing that we do is the whole house bands, and we've always done them just kind of aside for customers that. That wanted them, and I sourced a high quality unit that was the old style. They call them the helicopter one. It's the big fan in the hallway that you turn it on and the louvers rise and it sounds like a helicopter on your roof, and which I happen to like actually. I sleep well with that kind of drone going in the background, but these new ones are super quiet.
We've had a lot of requests for whole house fans.
And the reason is, here's what happens with a whole house fan. And a lot of people don't understand what's happening with a whole house fan. But a whole house fan is a fan that's typically in the hallway, in the middle of the home, upstairs in the landing of the upstairs, typically is another spot you'll see it. But it's doing two things that's really critical for us to understand. It's not just a fan that's pulling in cool evening air. It's more than that. It's a fan that's pulling in the cool evening air, and it's taking the air out of the house and it's pushing it into the attic. So it's positively pressurizing the attic and pushing all of that superheated air that sat stagnant all day long in our attics. It's pushing all that superheated air out of the attic. Because there's two things that we feel. We feel one is the ambient air temperature, but we also feel what's called radiant heat. And during the course of the day, that heat migrates through all of our insulation in our attic, and then it finally gets to the sheetrock, and it heats up the sheetrock, and then it starts creating heat waves that are coming down at the house. And it's almost imperceptible. It's a heat that it's there, but you can't really tell where it's coming from.
It's like an electric blanket.
Yeah.
Covering your roof.
Yeah, and it's coming off your ceiling. And so when you turn that whole house fan on, say your inside temperature is 78 degrees, which is right about my border where I'm comfortable. Say it's 78 degrees inside and it's 78 degrees outside. Well, that's when I turn my whole house fan on, and then I pull that, even though it's the same air temperature as the inside air, what it's doing, what's actually almost more importantly, it's expelling all that superheated air out of the attic, and it's cooling that attic space. And so it is wonderful. If you have a second-story home, it's just blowing all that. It seems like it's worse because you get all the hot air coming up from downstairs, and you've got this trapped air in the attic. You're blowing that hot air out. You're pulling the cool air upstairs, and then it makes your being able to live in your upstairs bedroom or whatever it is, it just makes it really much more enjoyable and usable. So we are working with a company that sells a quality product that's really, really good. And we do that for customers as well.
So back to that air going out, it's just going out the regular vents that are already in your attic.
Yeah.
Just pushing the air out.
So hot air rises, so all the hot air stays in the attic. So typically what's happening is we have – some people put whirlybirds in, or they'll have what's called an eyebrow vent, or they'll have a ridge vent on the top of the roof. And that creates a natural siphon from the eave vents. The cool air comes in for the eave and then goes up and then hopefully migrates out. But during the day, all of that – the heat just builds up and it can't escape in a timely fashion, so the insulation heats up. So what's happening now is this is just – it's positively pressurizing the attic, and it's pushing air out of the attic. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat the way it works. And it's negatively pressurizing the house. And so it's creating this negative pressure, which is pulling outside air in. So if you stand by a window and your whole house fan is on, there's this nice breeze coming in from outside, and it's wonderful.
So when you turn on the whole house fan, you do have to open the windows.
Yes, you do. It's very important to do that, because if you don't do that, then it'll pull air from wherever it can. So in one case, it'll pull. If you're not careful, it'll pull the ashes out of your fireplace.
Oh my!
Yeah, because it's pulling air down the chimney, and it'll pick the ashes up, and it'll pull the ashes out of the fireplace if you've left all your doors closed. So our friend Kevin built a home down out of Sacramento, and he turned his whole house fan upstairs, and it was an upstairs unit, and his whole house was sealed, was closed, all the windows were closed, and he didn't realize that. And so he turned the whole house fan on, it starts going, and he walks downstairs, he walks through his kitchen, he walks down towards his office, which is attached to his garage, and the linoleum on the floor had risen about 6 to 8 inches off the floor and bowed across it. It was trying to pull air through the floorboards. That's how much it had negatively pressurized his house. And it was trying to get air, and it couldn't get air. And so
it was a strong fan.
It was one of those big helicopter fans, you know. So that's what's happening. So you got to open a window. And then when you do that, and you can open a window on the farthest end of the house, and it'll pull that air all the way through your home. So you can actually control, you know, how you manage your airflow through the house. It's very nice. So anyway, so that's the other thing we do, is that whole house fan.
So go into what it looks like for someone to get and install a whole house fan.
Okay, well, we'd come out, and there's several different models depending on what the square footage is and that sort of thing. And a larger home may require two of them. There's cubic feet per minute that we're looking at, and we're looking at the venting on the roof and that sort of thing to see if the venting on the roof can handle the amount of CFM that the whole house fan is producing. And then the whole house fan has different stages. Some of them have a two-speed high and low, which is like ours at our home. And then there's some that go up to as many as five speeds that you can kind of pick the speed. And it's kind of ridiculous, actually, to be honest with you, to have that many speeds. But anyway, three is a good amount. And then we'd come out, we'd make sure all those numbers are right. We size the right system for the home. And then installation, you know, it's about a three-hour, you know, installation. We're actually finding electrical line. We tap into electrical because you got a wall switch with a timer on it. And then the installation, we cut in into the roof. We install the ducting. There's about a 6 to 8 foot flexible duct that and then the fan is housed at the end of that, so that's what makes the unit so quiet. And the fan start creating the flow of air. And so the reason we sell those is because they're energy savers, and they help people save money on their utility bill, which means we can downsize their solar. Just use less power. So they're running their air conditioner way less. Because normally, if you don't have that, you've got to run your air conditioner in the evening to sleep comfortably.
Right.
And otherwise, if it's warm, I don't sleep well. And so that's the other thing we do.
That's a relatively inexpensive home improvement item that would really make your life more comfortable in the evenings, cool your house down, save energy.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
That's right.
Saving energy.
So it really fits into what we do. Again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can call us at 275-5600. We encourage you to call now and we leave a message, because if it's on the weekend, during weekdays we're open 8 to 5, and we'd be glad to talk to you about it. Also, you can go check out our website at www.powerhousesolar.com. And we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Again, this is Clean Energy Radio.
I'm Revillian Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. This is Clean Energy Radio. We're Bruce and Sue Blake.
Hello.
From Powerhouse Solar, and we're talking about ways to save energy. We're here every, Saturday mornings, second and fourth Saturday morning, and always talking about ways to save money.
Yeah.
Your energy usage. We've been talking about the different things that we do at Powerhouse. We were talking about whole house fans.
Yeah. So we don't just preach this stuff. We actually do it. We've had a whole house fan for ever. Since we've been in that house, I think that was one of the first things we installed.
Yeah, 17 years ago.
Yeah. So that's something we've believed in. And it's funny, when you talk to people that have them, everyone loves their whole house fan. I mean, they do. But it's amazing to me that a lot of people don't even know what they are.
Right.
So, that's what we see ourselves as educators, to help people. We don't want to go into a home that has a lot of problems that can be fixed and throw a solar system at it.
Right.
You know, we'd rather see them say, you know what, we could cut your system down a little bit if you do this. So when I go into a customer's home, and the way I treat, I train my sales staff is that they look at other things. And one of the other things we look at is, you know, one, we mentioned the hot water heater. We look at those and see if there's a way they can save money. We look at the whole house fan, if there's a way they could cut down their air conditioner usage. And then the other one is we look at pools and swimming pools. So if the customer's got an old swimming pool with old equipment, then one of the other great things that we offer that we do, and because we're plumbers as well as electricians, I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and I have C46, which is solar energy, but it's also a plumbing part of the contractor's license. So I'm a plumber and an electrician. And so one of the things that we do on pools is we often swap out an old, inefficient pool pump with what's called a variable speed pool pump. And they're awesome. I mean, they're just – the way they're designed, the way they're built, the motor is fundamentally different. It's got more bearings in it that actually run smoother, that is less energy to run them. And then a typical motor runs at 3,450 RPMs. So it's on or it's off, and that's it. There's no speeds at all. The variable speed, you can ramp it up and ramp it down depending on the RPM that you're looking for. And so what happens is, as you ramp your RPMs down, the flow of water shrinks, the pressure drops, and the energy usage goes way down. And it's genius. So you can actually run your equipment. You can double the statistic that one of the ones I remember that off the top of my head is you can double your runtime. So say you're running 6 hours. You can run it for 12 hours at half speed and cut your usage by three quarters. So
wow.
you'll use a quarter of the energy running it twice as long at half the speed. And your pressure drops. The filter loves it because it's not forcing the water through. It's just flowing through the filter. The filter runs more efficiently. The water is cleaner. So that's the beautiful thing about that it it will just it just the energy savings is huge. So a lot of people during the summer they've got to run they try to cut their usage off down during the winter, but during the summer in order to stay on top and not let the algae grow in their pool they got to run it for a longer period of time. They got a lot of kids swimming in it or whatever. They can't cut back. They got to run it and that's what keeps our algae growth down and that sort of thing. So anyway, it's a great way of saving money. And then again, if a customer does this, there's a rebate available from the utility, and then we can tie it into the solar contract where they get a 30% federal tax credit on it. And so there's a lot of great advantages, and they can save a lot of money. So that's the other thing we look for. So stuff like that is energy efficient things, whole house fans, variable speed pumps, hot water heaters. Anything like that really helps save money, we're all about that. So
yeah, and to get a rebate, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So the cost saving analysis when you look at the variable speed pumps is really a very good thing. So those are the main products. We also do sun tunnels, which is kind of another thing. We got involved with a company called Velux a number of years ago, and for the solar hot water actually. But Velux, what they're really known for is their skylights and their sun tunnels. And
they're a European country, so over there they call them roof windows.
Roof windows, yeah.
Instead of skylights.
Yeah, but they are a phenomenal company. They're family-owned. They're a huge, huge, corporation. And but they're still family-owned, and they build the finest roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels in the world. And so we partnered with them for the solar hot water, and then it just became a natural thing to install these sun tunnels. And so we do those as well because those help people save energy. So we installed those in our home, and we don't have to turn an inside light on all day long because we're bringing the natural light from the outside. And so it's another way of saving money. So we offer that to our customers as well. And so we look at all those things, and we put that all together. But we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the SunPower product.
Yeah, we've got a special going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's give ourselves enough time to talk about that special because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We announced that 2 weeks ago, actually. So the SunPower product is different. And what we tell customers is that all solar companies are not the same. All solar product is not the same, and all warranties are not the same. And going back to the beginning of our first segment, we talked about Powerhouse Solar and the difference. You know, we're in our 14th year. We're the largest installer. We've got a great reputation in town. And so all of those things are really critical. There's a lot of companies that have just started up that mm-hmm. are, have only been around. In fact, one of the largest ones that came in, 3 years ago and was kind of a flash in the pan, really. They came out and they just, everyone heard about this company, blah, 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 and they were door-to-door marketing and, anyway, they filed Chapter 11. Now, they may survive. It's kind of a restructuring, but, it's really a tricky deal. So,
and the strength of the company.
The strength of the company, and
they,
yeah. And so the customers that that went with them, if there's no warranty if they go out of business. So we've seen a lot of companies in our time
come
and go, and that's been really hard. I mean for in our industry.
Right.
So anyway, that's something you really want to watch. But Powerhouse Solar specializes in SunPower modules. And the reason we do is because the warranty is unlike anything else in the industry. The warranty is ironclad. It's what we call bumper to bumper,
There's three parts to a solar warranty that everyone needs to understand clearly. And the first part is production. This is what everyone kind of focuses on. The production of it, they, you know, they're basically the panel manufacturers are saying at the end of their 25-year warrantied life, they'll be running it, you know, X percentage. SunPower, according to third-party studies, at the end of 25 years, will be running at 97% of the rated capacity. But in their warranty paperwork, they're guaranteeing 87%. So they've given themselves a margin, okay, you know, of but it's the strongest. There's no other one that no other company that offers 87% at the end of the 25-year period. That's just the first part. So the second part is the product warranty, and the product is really the panel itself and everything associated with it. It's the frame, the anodizing, the lamination, the junction box in the back, the wiring connectors, everything associated. It's called product and workmanship. And the next closest one to SunPower, to my knowledge, is 10 years. It's a 10-year product and workmanship warranty on that module. And how the manufacturers separate the two of those is beyond me, but they do. There's a difference. So 25 years production, 10 years product.
Okay.
SunPower is a 25-year product warranty.
Of course.
And workmanship. So 25 years on production, 25 years on the product. And the last part, the third part, is the most critical and the most important, and that's labor. And this is where typically the sales guy coming out to the door has no idea what their company policy on this is. But I'll guarantee you that there is no installer that backstops the labor to replace a free module. So let's say the manufacturer's panels fail, and they deem it failed, and they send out a module to replace the one that's failed. There is no labor, zero, to replace that module. And
they expect the homeowner to do it themselves?
Well,
most people can't do that.
That's right. And so there's two options. One, either the installing company has to suck that up and has to just do it and keep a happy customer. Or if they've got a lot of these panels that have failed in the field, and a lot of panels have failed in the field, if they've got a lot of panels, they've got to go back to the customer. It does two things. One is it makes for unhappy customers, and they
right.
get mad. So this is one of the things we've seen a lot of companies go out of business, and because of this very reason. And actually, what they'll do is they'll just shut the doors of that first business, and then they will open up as something else. They'll pop back up as, oh, we're a new company. And they ignore all the warranties of the first companies because their exposure is so high.
Right.
So anyway, with SunPower, here's what's unique and different. SunPower is 25 years on labor. They cover us as a company, and they cover the customer. So the customer's protected, and we're protected. That means happy customers.
That's a true 25-year warranty.
That's a
when
true.
When they say
yep.
bumper to bumper, that means they will stand behind everything for 25 years.
That's right. 25 years. And now the great thing is we've got this new product coming out. It's the SunPower 360-watt module. It's the most efficient solar module available in the world for residential customers. You cannot find a more efficient, more powerful module. It's called the Equinox, and it's an AC module, and it has the inverter built into it, and it is and that carries the full 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. It's ironclad. It's amazing. And so 2 weeks ago, this was pretty exciting, we released this special offer for a SunPower, an 8-panel. It's a small system. It's about a 3 kW system. It's a SunPower 3 kW system on a 20-year loan for $75 a month.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And so what we can do is, and on a person that has a large utility bill, and they put this system in, we call that a peak shaver, because solar is always erasing our bills backwards. So if you're into those upper tiers in PG&E territory, you guys know what I'm talking about. But if you're in those upper tiers, this small system, this 3 kW, is going to erase all of those upper tiers. So the return on investment is huge.
Right.
That, in fact, I ran it for a customer the other day. That $75 a month investment was erasing about $150 of his bill.
And
that's a good deal.
Yeah. And the bigger your bill is, the higher the offset. $75 will raise you in a higher amount. So as you get smaller, then it kind of evens out a little bit. But it is a great deal. So if you call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600, leave a message, and we will get back to you first thing on Monday morning, and we'll tell you what we need. We need a copy of your utility bill, and based on a copy of your utility bill, we will actually do a audit, and we'll figure out what size system you need. We'll figure out what your usage is and how much that system will offset. And then we can also run a larger system for you as well. So this is an introductory, you know, because the biggest obstacle people have is the price. And so this really alleviates that. $75 a month for the best panel in the world, the best warranty in the world, installed by the best company in the North State.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's like, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, it's amazing. So solar's not one of those things where if you can't do everything, that you shouldn't do anything at all. Solar is one of those things where you do whatever you can, and you save wherever you can, even if it's not the whole bill.
And I love that it's modular.
Yes.
You could do 8 panels this year. You could add another 8 panels next year.
That's right.
And it totally, it doesn't,
yeah,
your
we can
investment
add, we could add
great.
One panel. Yeah, it's great.
One panel a year.
One panel a year.
Or a month.
You get a bonus, and you want to add a couple more panels. It's completely, the design criteria is amazing. It's completely expandable. It's beautiful. So we'd encourage you to call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600, and we'd love to talk to you about solar and how it would fit into your home. And a lot of these are the topics that we talked about today. So if you call 275-5600, we'd be glad to talk to you.
Or go to our website and fill out one of those contact us forms, and we'll get back to you on Monday. And this has been Clean Energy Radio and Bruce and Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 on Monday, the 29th of August. And where has the summer gone? We welcome Steve Morgan, candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We're going to discuss what he wants to do if elected and what his platform is. We'll also be discussing what happened over the weekend, politics, and much more. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No host bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bri Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Burgon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Bob Agnew in Washington. Italy today observing a national day of mourning for those killed by the earthquake that toppled three towns before dawn on Wednesday. The number of victims has now risen to 291. Authorities say a man who was being treated at a hospital died of his injuries. President Obama once again going on the attack against Republicans over Zika funding in his weekly radio address.
One Republican senator has said that there's no such thing as a Republican position on Zika or a Democratic position on Zika because these mosquitoes bite everyone. I agree. And we need more Republicans to act that way because this is more important than politics.
The Republicans have approved a bill calling for more than $1 billion in new funding to fight Zika. The president is insisting on $1.9 billion. In the GOP radio address, it was Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee who said Republicans have some ideas to shore up Obamacare with its rising